Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed episode 94. I'm Christy, your host, and I was thinking this morning about what I wanted to talk about, and what I realized is that I lived my life with such a stronghold on negativity, and I really let it paralyze me, like in a way that I didn't realize. I think negativity and feeling victimized is something that I'm always working on at this point. I'm always trying to take responsibility for my life, for my feelings, for my actions, and it is very easy to get pulled back when you get triggered, when somebody says something offensive, when somebody does something offensive. Even when it's not offensive, just when you feel rejected or when you feel, not good enough in one way, shape, or form. And what I realized is that I really let that have a strong hold on me, and I let it affect my being. It's really crazy to like sit and think about how we let the outside world control our inner state. I definitely did it a lot when I was coming up in my career because I knew as a designer and in a creative field, that if my boss liked my work, if my boss, was going crazy over my design or loved it or hated it, I knew that it was going to be a good day. I knew that if the market went well, like when we showed the collection to the buyers, and if they loved it, loved it, loved it, we were gonna get orders. We were gonna get like, we were gonna be set. So I think that for a long time, I let that kind of control how I felt, like how I felt about myself and my work, which is so dangerous. I think over the years, I started learning that, like, as long as I put out my best work, stuff that I felt good about and proud about, that if other people liked it or they didn't, I think I started judging them for not liking things that I believed in or thought would sell, which is also like very egoic and not necessarily the healthiest. But in any case, I want to go back to the negativity part because I'm really noticing how it affected and affects my life. It totally subconsciously paralyzes me. Like, I also have ADD, which is something that I am constantly trying to overcome and control. But the feeling of rejection and the feeling of the fear of not knowing if things are good enough or things are gonna work really paralyze me, and they make the ADD go out of control. Like, I can't sit still then, I can't finish a task. So, and I'm curious to know how rejection affects you guys. How do things that disappoint you affect you? How do you process them? How do you overcome rejection at this point in your lives? A really good tool that I personally have when I feel deflated, I have a few notes in my journal that I took down, but one of the things that I do when I feel disappointed or really stuck, I don't really know what to do next, and I'm scared, is I literally physically move my body. So maybe I'll just start like jumping up and down, or maybe I'll just do a few jumping jacks or walk around a little bit. Like I'll leave my office and I'll go across the street to CVS. And I don't know, I might get like a seltzer or I might get a bag of gummy bears or something. But I move. I don't let myself sit in it because if I sit and stew in it, it causes me a tremendous amount of anxiety. Another thing that I do, which is helpful, is I decided a while ago, like a few years ago, that when I feel stuck, or when I feel like, again, like when I feel stuck or scared, or if something happens and I feel rejected and I'm not sure if this is all going to work in my favor, I made a pact with myself a while ago that I would create. So, what I mean by create is I ignore the feelings that are not going to serve me, which are like the fear and the doubt, self-doubt. It's one of the most dangerous, the most dangerous forms of doubt, because it truly puts a halt on focusing on moving forward and going for your dreams and making your dreams happen for you. So self-doubt is bad, bad, bad. But what I love to do is, ignore that feeling, and I actually create. So when I create, I actually do a lot of research, which is really fun for me. Like, I'll start researching like old runway photos and imagery, or I'll research like old embellishment ideas, or I'll research like, I don't know, like embroideries and just like beautiful things. I'm a collector. I like to think of myself as a collector of things that I find special, that move me, that I can interpret into my own designs. So, those are some of the things that I do. I move, or I use my focus. I steer my focus in a way that's going to serve me versus something that's just gonna put a pause on my momentum going forward and achieving what I want to achieve. Don't get me wrong, I'm not always good at this. I mean, it's definitely a practice. Like, it's hard to get up when you feel knocked down. Like, and there's a lot of, like, there's so many ways in life that we feel knocked down. It's not just rejection at work. It might be, a rejection at home. I'm still trying to sometimes identify my feelings or break down my thought processes and to be able to communicate those things to like my husband mostly. But I think I am more emotionally intelligent, maybe, than other people. And I feel like because of that, a lot of people get stuck in their feelings. Like, they don't know how to explain them. So they might explode. They might have a meltdown. They might shut down. And, maybe that's your challenge. Maybe that's the thing that you need to practice and work on that makes you feel paralyzed. But in any case, I feel like all of the things, all of the soft, weak spots that we need to work on are things that I've identified as doing the work. I didn't know what doing the work meant for so long because it was like a mystery to me. I'm like, what do you mean, do the work, do the inside work? What is the inside work? What's like, an exercise, but it actually is an exercise and a practice. It's something that we have to constantly try to overcome ourselves and our humanness, like our reactions, our emotional reactions, and the things that hold us back in life. These things are part of my practices of being the best version of myself that I possibly can be. I'm constantly working on it. I'm constantly aware of myself as much as I possibly can. I'm willing to look at myself. I'm willing to look at what people say about me so I can course correct if I have to, or just whatever the situation may be. And I think that probably there aren't enough people that want to acknowledge all of the weaknesses. It's easier to run away from them and ignore them. But I'm kind of done with that because it just leads you to the same dead end every single time. Anyway, I think the whole purpose of me talking about these things is really helpful for myself to process my own thoughts and feelings. This is not really me like lecturing anybody on life. It's more me just figuring out my own way through this crazy ass life that we all are living. So I hope you guys like this episode. Hit subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, and I'll talk to you next week.